The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Health Commissioner Dr. Marissa Levine tells a Senate panel that medical professionals have conducted screenings of people in Virginia who may be at risk, but tests of three people so far have found no reason to lock down Dulles International or create widespread panic. She does not rule out that Ebola could one day show up in Virginia, but if it does, there are precautions in place. She says since 9/11 and the anthrax scare, the Commonwealth has improved its hospital preparedness program.
I'm confident that our hospitals have ramped up their training for their staff around issues like personal protective equipment and other protocols. That work is going on as we speak today, and I think we'll be in much better shape than what you've heard perhaps on the media reports elsewhere. I will tell you, though, if a patient tests positive, a lot will happen after that.
Senator Emmett Hanger says while the Centers for Disease Control and its handling of the Ebola case in Texas have been criticized, he is not so quick to judge. He says most of Virginia's health coordinators are in sync with CDC protocols, and he believes that both are quite competent. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil,